Good morning, everybody. This is the Deacon. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. I want to introduce my friend CA on the iHeartRadio Network here at beautiful Faith Studio One at the Tower in downtown Fort Worth. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio voted number one Christian podcast for 2021. Got jingle, please, there, iHeartRadio, and coffee up and enjoy the music with CA. Favorites.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise with CA. Are you coffeeing up for a Sunday? Here I am at the tower here at Faith Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. It's a very muggy kind of morning, a little bit of a mist and a fog this morning. I hope everybody's doing well. I took a few days off, a little bit of a mini sabbatical, I guess you could say. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you can email me up here at Faith Studio One. And anytime, really. My email address is morningsbrewer@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrewer@gmail.com. You know what? Let's just do something about it this morning as you get your coffee. Matthew West, do something. Sunday Morning Praise on iHeartRadio. Good morning.
on the Ritz. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Amen. The late, great Rich Mullins and the Ragamuffin Band. Awesome God indeed. Well, we got more music coming up here on Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning, everybody. This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, independent clergy, almost a tongue twister, encourager and friend. I want to thank you all so much for the successful year. I want to take a moment for that, for 2021, making us the number one Christian podcast. And I'm going to just go ahead and give us a cheer on this on iHeartRadio. I mean, it's just incredible. I'm, you know, thank you guys. Thank you. We've got to have Morning Krill on a Sunday. There's no doubt about it. Thank you so much. You've really touched my life going on a little over 3 years. I really appreciate that. Well, let's read a Bible devotion for you. This is called Looking for Lasting Joy. Friends, are you always looking for lasting joy? Well, if you go to the book of Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, scripture simply says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy. So friends, let me ask you something. How often have you found what you're looking for in life, only to realize that it doesn't bring you the satisfaction that you thought it would? Well, it's the life's unlimited frustration, thinking about, well, we find fulfillment in the thing of this world. But they can often never really bring that lasting happiness, can they, friends? You know, I seen a bumper sticker one time, and I was impressed with what I saw. And it had, all I want is a little more than I have now. Boy, we're all that way, aren't we? We look for love, we look for security, we look for happiness through our jobs and our possessions, our relationships. But if they don't really bring lasting joy, wouldn't we have testimonies to that effect of millions of people all over the world? Think about that. Instead, we find emptiness, discontentment, and hopelessness. So let me give you some words of wisdom. Try putting Christ first, keeping first place in your life, and watch how your life is going to be turned around. You will discover that you're not alone. It is the source of your what? Love, your peace, and your joy. What you've long been searching for. Think about that, friends. Especially, we're only, 9 days into the new year. It's never too late to turn your life around. Turn that tide around. Give it to Jesus Christ. You know what? I feel it. T-Mac, my friend. Let's get pumped up. What do you say on Sunday Morning Praise with Mr. Talkbox? Exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. All right, there we go. Feel it, Toby Mac, T-Mac. and Mr. Talkbox. Well, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. I wanted to chime in. Didn't know if you guys know this. We're going to be, I'm going to be doing a little special on our, probably catch it on our Sunday night podcast. Big Daddy Weave, they lost Jay, who had sadly passed away with COVID-19. If you haven't heard already, you know, friends, I encourage you to go to my Facebook page and like me on there, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And I want you to follow me because I do keep update with a lot of my Christian artists out there. And Jay was a very big part of Big Daddy Weave. He was one of the, him and another gentleman were the one that got the group started. And sadly, at 42 years old, but now he's crossed over. He's in a better place. He's up there with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But heaven gained another angel earlier this week, if you haven't heard, or actually be last week, due to COVID-19. So let's pray for Jay's wife. Keep him in prayer, him and his wife and family. So I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this song, In Christ, Big Daddy Weave, Jay and Company.
I'm out of all eagle's wings. In Christ, I wait for.
signs of the times. They're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father. And he says, son, go get your children. And at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise. When Jesus steps out on a crowd to call his children, the dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air. And those that remain will be quickly changed.
Get it, boys.
When Jesus comes again.
The famous quartet, Gold City and Midnight Cry. And yes, indeed, he'll be coming back soon. There's no doubt about it. You know, 2021 has been very difficult times for us with COVID, the variant, the Delta. You guys have probably lost friends like I have lost a lot of friends and people that you were close to. People that you knew, and we all have the same questions as why. But you know, a lot of times God just doesn't want us to know why. When our time's up and he's ready to call us home, friends, we can't stand in the way of God. We let God direct the path in our life, be happy, but the main thing is to make sure that our hearts are right with Jesus Christ. I'm going to play a song, a very highly requested song. They get a lot of requests from, because I do play a lot of Carmen music. If you don't know already, I was friends with Carmen, and I know some of the family, and his wife and everything too as well. They're very sweet people. He had dedicated a lot of time and a lot of love to help saving souls out there. We need more Carmen people out there, and we are. We're getting a few of them, like Toby Mac and some of these other guys, these artists. There was something special. Carmen always... was creative of what he did. I want you to focus on this song. If you don't know Jesus, let my friend, the late Carmen, who passed away in February, remind you Jesus paid it all on Sunday Morning Praise on iHeartRadio.
My Savior say, thy strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me that all in all. Jesus paid it. Stay. He washed feet and find thy power and thine alone. It can change, it can change a leper's spots, and I've seen it melt the heart of stone. I gotta say right now, Jesus,
He paid it all.
Oh, to Him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
The talented voice of my friend, the late Carmen. God bless him and his family. On Sunday Morning Praise with CA. Now, before I close out on Sunday Morning Praise here at Faith Studio 1 up here at the Tower in downtown Fort Worth, I reflect back and I had some people ask me, CA, can you play a couple of Phil Driscoll's? They love that trumpet. You know, my daughter, back when she was in band, she still has it. I invested into a trumpet for her. And it was a gold one. But she always told me, she said, Dad, I want that silver one. Well, now she's still got it in her case. She never got the silver because it was like 10 times the price. But, you know, my daughter, Beth, she knows how to play that trumpet. And, you know, I love Phil Driscoll. I fell in love with his music. And we're going to play a lot of it here on the Morning Brew Christian Pie. I have a lot of people say, CA, I love it. It just makes you feel like when you're listening to his music, it makes you feel like you're up in the heavens. And if you can just imagine the trumpets up there, the trumpets of the praising of the Lord, it's going to be incredible. So I'm going to play two back-to-back, and then we'll close out in prayer. Okay, here we go. It's one of my favorites, I Exalt Thee, with Phil Driscoll.
Thank you. and trust Him in His presence daily.
Phil Driscoll. Before I lead off in prayer, trying to clear my throat here, y'all forgive me, I'm always going through allergy issues. Will y'all sing this song with me? Why don't you just close your eyes for a moment before I get ready to lead off in prayer? Just really feel it. So let's close our eyes for a moment, sing this prayer. Even if you can't sing, just sing it. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Amen. That includes everything, friends. Everything. Surrender and give it to Christ. Let's lead off in prayer. Thank you for letting me sing that mini tune. Yes, I used to sing in church choirs. Okay. Dear Jesus, I just pray you be with us and you watch over God and protect us. Thank you, God, for everything you do. You know, we just can't imagine our life without you. And you're our number one. We keep you center, first place and center in our life, in our relationships, with people that we love, people that you want us to love, and they love you. Oh, God, I just pray that love comes back into America. Father God, I just pray you be people that are sick, that aren't feeling good, this Omicron that's out there, and it's got a lot of people I know that are sick and that have it, and that's knocked them out for about 4 or 5 days where it's hard for them financially with work. I pray, God, that you just put a touch on them and that you heal them. And I pray this COVID stuff eventually be gone, but it's all going to be gone in your timing. With America being divided, God, not even bringing political things up, I just pray that our country gets back together. But you know what? We're one nation under God, and this is your world, God, and we give it all to you. So be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us, for we ask it in your precious name. And all God's people said, amen. Okay, guys, this is CA. I'm going to settle up. I got to get out of here at the tower. It's a very foggy morning, a little bit of rain here at Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. Just looking across and, you know, on the high elevations, you can actually kind of see some nice fog there. Almost need something to kind of cut it open with, a pair of scissors or something. Anyway, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point dot. Also, keep in mind, any prayer requests or questions, comments, suggestions, guys, you can email me. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, go to my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Like me on there. Hit that message button. Message me your prayer request or say, hey, will you pray for me? I get a lot of prayer requests for people. Hey, I'm a prayer warrior, and I'll pray anytime. Or get in contact with me about this. I'll definitely will. Give me your name, your phone number, your state that you're in, okay? All right, well, y'all have a great Sunday. Enjoy your time with your family, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.